The Synthetic Lens. I'm David Carver. April 29th, 2026, and today was one of those days where everything happens at once. The Federal Reserve held rates, but with the most descent since 1992. Oil surged to past $118 a barrel as Trump doubled down on the Iran blockade. And tonight, the four biggest AI spenders on Earth report earnings simultaneously. We're covering all three. Let's go. Story 1. The Fed. Ingrid, this wasn't just a hold, this was a statement.
It was, David. The Federal Open Market Committee voted 8-4 to hold rates at 3.5 to 3.75%. Markets expected the hold. Nobody expected four dissents. The last time four FOMC members dissented was October 1992. This is a deeply divided central bank.
What were the dissenters arguing for?
Three different camps. Governor Stephen Murin dissented in favor of a quarter-point cut. He's been pushing for cuts since he joined in September. The other three, Cleveland's Beth Hammack, Minneapolis's Neil Kashkari, and Dallas's Lori Logan, agreed with the hold, but objected to what's called the easing bias in the statement language. That's the sentence that says the committee will assess, quote, additional adjustments. The word additional implies the next move is a cut. Hammack, Kashkari, and Logan think that's wrong given inflation is still above target. They want neutral language, not a cut bias.
So the Fed is split three ways: cut now, hold with cut bias, hold without cut bias. And inflation?
The statement explicitly noted, quote, inflation is elevated, in part reflecting the recent increase in global energy prices. That's the Iran war flowing directly into monetary policy. Markets are now pricing in zero rate changes for the rest of 2026 and into 2027. Northwestern Mutual's chief investment officer called the dissent level, quote, highlighting the reality that the nearer-term economic outlook remains highly uncertain given conflicting labor market and economic growth signals against a backdrop of inflation that has been stuck at 3% plus since the end of 2023.
And this was almost certainly Powell's last meeting as chair.
Yes, Powell said he'll remain on the Board of Governors after stepping down as chair, pending the completion of an investigation into Federal Reserve renovations. Kevin Warsh, Trump's nominee to replace him, just cleared the Senate Banking Committee on party lines and heads to a full Senate vote. Powell praised Warsh as capable.
Story 2. Oil. Marcus, what happened today?
Brent crude closed at $118.03 a barrel, up 6% on the day. West Texas Intermediate hit $106.88, up nearly 7%. The trigger was Trump's interview with Axios this morning where he said, and I'm quoting, "The blockade is somewhat more effective than the bombing. They are choking like a stuffed pig, and it is going to be worse for them. They can't have a nuclear weapon."
He's framing the blockade as a negotiating tool, not just a military tactic.
Exactly. Trump told Axios the blockade continues until Iran agrees to a nuclear deal. Iran's position is the opposite. They won't negotiate until the blockade is lifted. It's a complete impasse. And there's a new wrinkle. CNBC reports that Iran's oil storage is, quote, getting close to exploding because they can't export under the blockade. That's physical infrastructure running out of capacity.
And the UAE just quit OPEC.
Yes, that broke yesterday. The United Arab Emirates abruptly left OPEC. ING's commodity strategist called it, quote, a big blow to the organization and noted it erodes OPEC's influence while being, quote, beneficial for importers and consumers. But ING also said the biggest driver for oil prices right now isn't OPEC politics, it's the Persian Gulf crisis and when oil flows through the Strait of Hormuz might resume.
So you have a blockade, squeezing supply, a diplomatic impasse, and OPEC fracturing. What does that mean for regular people?
Higher prices at the pump, higher shipping costs, higher everything. The Fed noted energy-driven inflation today. When Brent hits $118, that shows up in grocery bills and airline tickets within weeks. And if the blockade continues through summer driving season, we could see $5-plus gas nationally.
Story 3. The AI earnings avalanche. Marcus, what are we watching tonight?
Four companies report after the bell: Microsoft, Alphabet, Amazon, and Meta. Together, they represent over $10 trillion in market capitalization and 17% of the S&P 500. Reuters reports they're expected to spend over $600 billion this year on AI infrastructure, data centers, chips, and networking. That's $600 billion from four companies in 1 year.
$600 billion. For context, that's more than the GDP of Sweden.
Right. And the key question isn't revenue, it's whether that spending is generating returns. Reuters notes that capital spending among these companies plus Oracle is projected to rise from 50% of operating cash flow in 2024 to nearly 90% by 2027. They're essentially plowing almost everything back into AI infrastructure. If these earnings show the returns aren't there yet, the whole AI trade could correct hard.
What are the specific numbers to watch?
Cloud revenue growth from Microsoft and Amazon. That's where AI spending shows up as income. Alphabet's Google Cloud margins. Meta's capital expenditure guidance. They've been the most aggressive spender. And all four will be asked about the Google Anthropic $40 billion deal and what it means for their own AI strategies. Options markets are pricing in post-earnings moves of at least 4% for each stock. That's a lot of volatility in $10 trillion worth of companies hitting simultaneous.
Let's zoom out. The Fed is divided on inflation, partly driven by an oil spike caused by a blockade that has no diplomatic off-ramp, while the companies powering the stock market's rally are about to report whether their $600 billion AI bet is paying off. These stories aren't separate. They're connected. Energy prices affect tech margins, rate decisions affect tech valuations, and the AI trade is what's kept the S&P 500 near record highs despite a war. Marcus, last word.
The most important number tonight isn't any single earnings figure. It's what these companies say about forward spending. If they signal they're pulling back on AI CapEx because of macro uncertainty, the war, rates, energy costs, that's the signal the market doesn't want to see. If they double down, the rally continues. $600 billion says they're all in. We'll find out in a few hours.
That's the briefing. Fed split. Oil surging. AI's biggest night. We'll be watching the earnings and have a follow-up if the numbers surprise. This has been The Synthetic Lens. Stay sharp out there.